Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the DH, Phil Hyatt. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Rasmussen. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth, the DH, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh, the first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brooks, who is chasing the ball. McLemore reaches third base with a triple. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seghi for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McLemore hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. the Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McLemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Enrique Burgos now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. McLemore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane is 0-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McReynolds is 0-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Gaetti moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brooks is 0-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hyatt is 0-2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hammonds is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lind is 0-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McRae is 0-3 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Lind moves to third. One out. Jim Poole now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Orioles. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McFarlane is 0-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burgos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Greg Olson now pitching. George Brett pinch hits for Jose Lind. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Brett reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Hyatt moves to third. It's 6-3, Orioles. Rico Rossi pinch runs for George Brett. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hyatt scores. Rossi moves to third. It's 6-4, Orioles. Chris Gwynn pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rossi scores. McRae moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.